Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI. We now return to Cordishy and Coit.
Welcome back to Cordishy and Coit and Sports Radio 103.7 FM WEEI. Scott Cordishy, Nick Coit with you. If you're just tuning in and maybe you didn't hear us talk about this in the 7 o'clock hour, we mentioned this almost off the top. Something that to me was a little bit disappointing was the quote from Bob Kraft given to NBC Sports Boston's Mike Giardi. Giardi tweeted yesterday, "When I spoke to Robert Kraft, he made this analogy about Tom Brady's departure. Quote, think about loving your wife, and for whatever reason, there's something, her father or mother, that makes life impossible for you, and you have to move on, but you don't want to," end quote. I mean, that to me was Kraft throwing Belichick under the bus saying, well, I'm not the reason Tom Brady's not here. Bill didn't want him. And I didn't like that. I just wanted to bring that full circle, Nick, because, you know, there's different audiences tuning in at different times. And for those that maybe didn't catch that tweet from Mike Giardi, I didn't think it was a great way for Bob Kraft to handle things.
Stay out of it, Barb. Stay out of it.
Yeah.
You know, geez, gosh, Peter and Maddie want to be together. Stay out of it. You know what I'm saying?
No, only the Bachelor fans know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Day 10, no sports. Nick has mapped out the Bachelor, his favorites, his spoilers.
I thought it was perfect, though.
Let's go back to the calls. We've got Jay in Providence.
We're clear. We're clear, Scotty.
Jay dropped,
unfortunately.
Not there?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So, yeah. I'm just looking at the text line here. There was something I wanted to get to. Without Bledsoe, Brady doesn't make it to Super Bowl 36. Brady got an injured AFC title game. Bledsoe came off the bench, got him to the Super Bowl. Yep, of course, remember that.
Touchdown to Patton.
Yep, I was an angry kid because Brady got hurt, and I'm like, man, they're not going to make it to the Super Bowl, and all of a sudden I turn around and Bledsoe throws that touchdown. So
we got two here. Number one from a Connecticut texter, I'm thinking Belichick wants to prove he can win championships regardless of who he has on his team. It's Patriots driven by Belichick, not Brady. And then you have this one from the 781 area code. Great quarterback play can cover up for bad coaching. A great coach cannot overcome bad quarterback play.
Hmm. Well, we'll see. We're going to find out. We're going to find out what these guys can do apart. I think that's the fascinating thing about this move going forward. Another texter said, come on, Coit. Bledsoe been in the hall since 2011. You got to know that. Yes, I know that, texter. I was there. I watched it. I was referring to Bill Parcells not being in the team Hall of Fame. We've talked about that, and he should be in the team Hall of Fame. We know the Bledsoe's got the red jacket. Parcells should be there, too.
That's right.
That's what I was talking about. Texture says, what is this? 10 days without sports and marble racing is taking over the world.
I have no idea what that means.
Yeah, me neither. Hey, something we haven't gotten to before we go. Two things. First off, interesting that Chris Sale's going to have Tommy John surgery. That's going to finally happen for the Red Sox.
And I guess you could say the timing's decent if you're going to miss at least a portion of the baseball season, right? I mean, that's less games you'll do without Chris Sale.
The thing that stinks is that, you know, if they had identified this, and I know he went to Dr. James Andrews.
Yep.
Andrews didn't recommend the surgery, you know, last August. But, you know, now it's 6 months later, and
true.
Now he's going to get it. Like, that means he's going to miss maybe part of 2021 as well.
True.
So that's the downside here. And now we're into that extension, that five-year extension. So yeah, that's tough to take. The other thing I wanted to bring up, too, and maybe we can talk more about this next week, Ricky P, back in college hoops, Scott.
Love it.
Rick Pitino.
Love it.
Oh, baby. He's back. Iona College. How about that?
Look, I'll tell you right now, it was very real, the fact that URI was at least considering kicking the tires on Pitino when Dan Hurley left. Now, they ultimately decided to go in a different direction and hire from within, but the fact is that it was real. that URI was considering Rick Pitino as one of the candidates, and now he is back in college at Iona.
Well, it's interesting to hear Pitino come out too. He has said that, and I don't know how much I believe him on this. It is Pitino too, so you got to take it with a grain of salt. But he said, you know, the biggest regret that he had early in his coaching career was leaving Providence College, which I'm like, I don't know. Are we revisionist here? Like, I don't know. I know he liked Providence. I knew he had a lot of success at Providence. But I don't know. What I do believe, though, you know, when Ed Cooley and the Michigan thing was happening last year, I do believe Pitino was foaming at the mouth. Because if Ed Cooley were to take that job, I think Pitino was going to try to jump all over it. I think he absolutely would have tried to come back here.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah.
He'd be walking through that door.
Yeah, he may be. Maybe. But it is interesting to have the guy, you know, back in college hoops. He's a talking point. He's a draw. You know, we'll see how he does scheduling here with Iona. You know, it's when Rick Pitino, he's a coach, man. He's a coach. And, you know, say what you want about his career. Say what you want about what happened, you know, in Louisville. You know, when he's in college hoops, it's especially in the New York market, it will make things interesting for sure.
Yeah, so that texter called back and said, you got to check out marble racing. Google it. So,
I mean, we got some time on our hands. So,
I did. I didn't really, well, I don't have time to like click on the videos to check it out. But
oh, showing marble racing on SportsCenter, on ESPN. Yeah, I mean, they're probably scrapping for things to
show. Yeah, it says COVID-19 turns marble racing videos into new favorite.
Huh. Hmm. Yeah, I mean, hey.
So they're like racing marbles?
I guess.
I don't know. Yeah, that's tough.
I think everybody lost their marbles.
Maybe with all this quarantining. But we got to be safe. Hey, good news is they've got a lot of good content on some of these channels and stations and all that jazz this weekend. You hear what ESPN's doing tomorrow, Scott?
No, what are they doing?
Starting at noon, it's a Tom Brady marathon.
Oh, I did see that. I did see that.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, here in WEEI, they'll be running replays of some NCAA tournament games. Joe actually texted me the lineup. I'll see if I can call it up on my phone here. But
I got it right here, Scott. It's today is Davidson and Gonzaga and Kansas and Memphis. Coverage starting at 4 p.m. That's from 2008, Davidson-Gonzaga and
that Steph Curry?
The 2008 championship game. And tomorrow I'll be covering Florida Gulf Coast from 2013 against Georgetown,
yeah,
and the 2016 championship game, Nova against UNC.
Chris Jenkins. Ooh, wow.
Yeah. And by the way, Coit, I saw your little tweet the other day, okay, about the 15-year anniversary of Sorrentine hitting
TJ,
the shot from the parking lot at the Worcester Centrum against my Syracuse Orange.
Yeah,
okay, that wasn't
great,
a pleasant
wasn't
memory for everybody in Rhode Island,
yeah,
right?
I thought it was great, wasn't it? Oh, yeah. Man.
I actually, believe it or not, I was down here in Florida at a local restaurant called Flanagan's at the bar with my brother watching that game. And I'll never forget that moment for as long as I live because TJ was dribbling the ball literally a good 35 feet away from the basket. And the Syracuse, the guards in the top of the 2-3 zone were probably at about 20 feet away from the basket. And I said, looked at my brother, I said, he's going to take this shot. And sure enough, bang, TJ takes
nailed it
and puts it. Him up by 4 in overtime. And that was it.
Oh, and Gus Johnson with the perfect call, and it's just ironic that, you know, what, 15 years later, you know, you're working with him at Brown University, and we see him all the time with the basketball team, and he's still got that Rhode Island accent. That's the best part, too. You look back at that post-game interview we found in our archives, and, oh, man, I love it.
I tell you what,
I love that. Yeah.
He's still got the shot too. He's probably still one of the best shooters I know. Guys
I bet.
You know, when you're that good a shooter like TJ or Joe Hassett, man, those guys never seem to lose that.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It is a skill. It is a God-given gift.
And that's one of those moments that the NCAA tournament's all about, right?
Awesome.
David Sling, Goliath, and you know, one shining moment, and that was an awesome moment for TJ. It wasn't a good moment for this Syracuse grad, but it was a good moment for TJ Sorrentine and Rhode Island people, that's for sure.
I knew you'd love that.
All right. Yeah, I saw it. Don't think I was going to let that one go. Sorrentine just sent me a text, said, go Blue Chew.
Well, right, Victor from Fall River did not call, but TJ will appreciate this. Your new nickname is no longer Valencia Red, Scott.
Yep.
It's Barcelona Blue Chew.
You know.
Tell your father, tell Victor to, well, all right, I'm not going to say it. All right, Coity. I might be back in studio next week. Who knows? I might be back on the Comrex doing my show remotely, but we'll figure it out. We'll be together somehow next week.
Hey, stay safe and healthy, all right?
Okay, same to you guys. All right, that'll do it for another edition of Kodishi and Coit. Don't forget that Market Kitchen come your way next from 9 to 11. Thanks to Joey P. Thanks to Laura for putting this show together during the week. For Nick Coit, my name is Scott Kodishi. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI. This is Kodishi and Coit.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.